Well, hello out there, my fellow sunflowers. You are tuned in to Revolution Radio. Hey, this is Montiel, and I am a truth teller at heart. This is the Truth Teller Network. As a semiotic linguist, I enjoy bringing poetry to you that is a sign of the times, that expresses the need for us to recognize the importance of our human experiences. In particular, on this day, I would like to show my love for my brother, that chocolate man. I have to tell you, I believe, and if you've been on here, you understand my soul is very indebted to paying it forward, and it being the edification. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. We can be against ourselves, and a kingdom against itself does not stand, my friends. So today I want to speak of my love for the human, the spiritual being named the black man, my African man. Yes, I encourage you to embark on this journey. I enlighten you, and please enlighten me. This poem is entitled Without the Grain. We need you. Yes, we do. Brother, we need you. Yes, we do. We need you. My decorated champion, my true confidant, the sacrificed lion, thy proved reprimand. Blue blacks of African lands, to include lighter hues from the original man. Out of your rib, replenished, renewed, conjoined creation, rising in the new day to dignified, handsome countenance, gazing the face of a sacred sentiment. Royalty of and through what I have gained, heaven sent. Hate remains from the loss of melanin, mystified misunderstandings, indulging sins. My shine, a sunbeam of sacrament, caressing scars, smooth as satin when it is bent. With you, I have plenty enough. With you, I can. I intend to hold on to your everlasting hand. Dispersed, separated, yet we come together again. I found you, a chosen grain amongst beaches of ancient sand, forever and always, riding the waves, tides of life rolling in. I can't make it without you, without the grain. Ooh, my brother, my brother, my brother. My African kings out there. Oh, I know there are many of you. No matter what predispositions, what stigmas, what stereotypes have been thrown to you and on you, I see you, my brothers. I see you, my handsome, valiant warriors. I see you. As a virtuous woman, I see you. Yes, the three V's, valiant, victorious, and virtuous. Together we can. Two keeps each other warm. Two can weather the storm. I'm imploring my people to come together and appreciating these men among us. A lot that they have endured, the way they have been degraded and disregarded, and they have been demasculated. Their masculinity has been attacked. Do not be deceived, my friends. I'm asking you, as we pursue our happiness, going for our brilliant future, we're believing in the miracles. Do you do what you think is right? Are you living out loud? You got to be bold. Come on, don't give up on these men out here. It is not a victim stance that they've endured much, but it shows we're still here. Our black, beautiful men are still here. Our men of color are here, and we must lift them up. I would not want to be in their shoes, having to walk along. This podcast speaks often of the history. Our history. Not his story. Our story. And it is unspoken and ignored. The degradation that these men have still accomplished through. There are so many ways to explain and name, but you are living, you are amongst this earth, you're walking on it, your eyes are open, you're seeing what's in front of you. I'm asking that you do not ignore the edification that needs to be given to our men, that should be, that must be given to our men. You have been devalued because you have so much value. It was hidden from you. Oh, they try to take it from you. They try to manipulate it. They try to exploit it. Your greatness, your strength, your sexiness. Everything about you that is great has been flipped upside down, turned around. But I'm asking everyone to stand up today. And when you see your brother, say, hey, hey, King. What it is, King. I love you, King. I couldn't imagine walking this earth without my brother, without my King, without my African warrior. Don't take it lightly. Oh, it's been heavy. The load on y'all backs has been heavy. Oh, I pay you homage, respect. I am concerned. So if you need some love, hey, you want some realness? This is Revolution Radio. You're tuned in to that Truth Teller Network. Oh, and brother, I do know your net worth. Oh, my. Let's move forward today in love, loving often and valuing enough. And you know how we do it. A pen to a page keeps your mind right. What do you need to face today? I'm asking my sisters to face it. We do need them. That was strategic. It is strategically done from a long reign. Okay? This is not an accident that we have been single mothers. I need you to look into these things. The mass incarceration. These men wearing dresses. Everything that would separate us and not bring us together. There are many ways of finding out what is really going on here, folks.
Nothing is an accident or coincidence. Things have been planned very specifically for our divide and our destruction. We need each other, my precious queen and kings. Kings and queens, we need each other. And I, once again, I have to say that I love y'all. I love you, my precious men. God is great. We are made in his image. He's made us from you. How could we imagine being without? Many of us have had to go down that road, single parenting. Not because we wanted to, mostly because we had to, or we did not see what it was, the real issues, and have issues and issues. But get up on the realness today. Study about how this world works so you can understand that we must stand together. This is sent out across the nations, across the world. This is the sign of the times. It's up to you and I to make it right. One by one. Reach, teach, speak on it. Intentions are no good without the action. The integral action, so that we can receive integral healing within our communities. No bitterness involved. People are who they are. They do what they do. But what are you going to do? Be the example of the change. We are stepping out of the box. We are stepping out of the box. We are not in the tunnel. Our vision is wide, wide open. Step out to step into your destiny, being the change that you wanted to see. Once again, I love you, my precious men. Have a blessed, reciprocal, and joyful day. I will be back in my prayers. And I believe in the rejuvenation of the relationships between my kings and queens. Peace.